is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Good friend of the show. We've had him on numerous times. Hopefully we'll get him again on a regular basis here, maybe next year. Cale Gundy, running back coach, Oklahoma, with us on ESPN 97.5. Cale, what's up?
No, I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
I guess you're doing good. Holy crap, yeah. What a great year. Listen, before the season started, I was talking with this, but Sean, we were talking about, well, you know, look at everything that they lost. You lost Didi, you lost Mixon, you lost Samaje. I don't know that the offense is going to be, you know, where are you going to get? And especially you. You lost Samaje, you lost Joe Mixon, and yet look at how Rodney stepped up. Look how guys just stepped up. Did you even believe you had this kind of team before the season?
Yeah, because, you know, we're around these guys all the time. We're at practice with them. We see the guys that, you know, that you guys don't get a chance to see as much. And also we knew how good our offensive line was, as well as we knew how good our quarterback was. And if you, on any level, if you've got a great quarterback, you got a great chance. And if you have a great offensive line, you got a great chance. So those are two major pluses that we had going in our direction. You know, we had some guys step up at wide receiver and young guys come in and play that really helped the team.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, Lamb stepping up
the way
that he did. You had a couple of really good freshmen.
We did. Matter of fact, we had two freshmen All-American from the city of Houston there. And Kenneth Murray, freshman All-American linebacker, and C.D. Lamb, freshman All-American wide receiver. So the city of Houston has been very good for the Oklahoma Sooners.
Well, that's because you're the guy here. You recruit Houston, right? Am I right?
Well, I have been. My main area is the Metroplex in Dallas. But I've recruited, you know, a bunch of running backs out of the Houston, greater Houston area over the years. Rodney Anderson was my last running back that I recruited out of there, who obviously has turned in, you know, a great player for us. Had a great season, and you know, but we've got other coaches down there that have been. Tim Kish did a great job bringing in Kenneth Murray, our linebacker, and our outside receiver coach Dennis Simmons did a good job getting C.D. Lamb.
Yeah. Well, you moved up now, right? You're not just the running back coach anymore.
Well, no, I've been here for 19 years. Very fortunate. I'm, you know, probably one of the top two or three longest tenured assistant coaches in all of college football. Next to Bud Foster out of Virginia Tech, who's been a defense coordinator there for a lot of years. I've been very fortunate, you know, and, you know, been a part of, you know, we just won our 11th Big 12 championship, just won our third back-to-back-to-back Big 12 championship. You know, people say, how come you haven't moved on? And, you know, I'm just one of those is, you know, I'm from Oklahoma. My family's there. My wife's family's there. I'm at a great place where we win a bunch of football games, and I just don't think there's a better place out there.
Yeah. Now, Cale Gundy with us here. You don't have your brother's hair, though. That's one thing you don't have.
No, and I wouldn't do that either. You can give me all the money in the world. I'm not going to grow my hair out like that.
me either. I can't help but give you – and I know everybody gets, hey, what's your brother doing over there? Can you tell him about that? When you go home for Thanksgiving and well, you guys don't do that because you're playing. But you know, when you all get together, do you tell him? Tell him?
Yeah, everybody gives him a hard time in the family, you know, even his own kids do. But you know, he's done a tremendous job there at Oklahoma State, and he's built a great program and. You know, he has his reason why he does certain things, and apparently they seem to help him up there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that was you know, I'm a big Rodney Anderson fan, and that's great news yesterday that the police decided. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a weight off everybody's back there.
It is, and you know, something that again, you know, it's a very you know, hot topic, you know, in the world today with. You know, males and females, and you know, you got to be careful what you do and who you're around, and you just never know what's going to happen. And you know, we're very thankful that, you know, the truth came out and you know, he's going to be okay. He comes from a super family, mom and dad and his two brothers. And, you know, I never really thought that this stuff was, happened that was, made out to be. And, obviously the truth came out. So we're moving on and getting ready for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Well, and he's such a huge part. What a step up he took this year. He looks like a pro running back. I can tell you that right now. But we've been talking about, I mean, you've been obviously watching some film. How about that number three, Roquan Smith for Georgia? There, you got to find a way. I'm sure he's going to be shadowing Baker all day, and that could be a problem because not only is that dude big, but he's fast.
Yeah, he runs around really good. We had a chance to meet him here a little bit over a week ago in Atlanta at the College Football Home Depot Awards. He was there. And their whole team. I mean, you know, it's one of the, you know, the best teams in the SEC and one of the better teams in the country. And, you know, they've recruited extremely well over the years and they always bring in great players. And, it's going to be a challenge, but, it's going to be a challenge for them too. And we know that. And at the end of the day, we're one of four teams that have a chance to win the whole thing. And that's been, it's been our mission. That's been our goal. But as much of a challenge it is for us, it's going to be a challenge for them as well. And you got to go out and play and you know, play for four quarters, take care of football, and play well on special teams.
What did you learn from your last visit? I don't want you to give away anything that you're changing or doing different or whatever, but you've been here before now as a coach and a coaching staff. You're most of the guys. What did you learn last time that you can take into this time?
Well, I think, you know, most importantly, I think we're in a better position with our offense and just being more experienced. And, you know, Baker Mayfield now being a senior you know, an offensive line that is extremely experienced. And you got to go out and you got to prepare, you know, and you can't take anything for granted. And, you know, again, we played Clemson in this thing here a few years ago, 3 years ago, whatever. And, you know, went at halftime and we're winning, but we weren't playing very good. And then let things get away from us. And just opportunities that you have, you got to take advantage of because, you know, you're playing a really good football team. You're not playing an average team. You're going to be playing a really good football team. And it's going to come down to a couple possessions, and you know, got just have to be prepared for anything and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. This has got to be a fun time, you know. Beating Ohio State, and then you know you suffered the loss at home, and you guys were able to bounce back. I know it's got to be devastating, you know, when you lose, and you say, well, we might have just lost everything. But it's a long football season, and you guys were able to – and you showed that you're one of the top four teams in the country. I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, with Coach Lincoln Riley, I've been around him now for 3 years, and 19 years at OU and 4 years coaching at UAB when I started out. So going on 23 years, he's, you know, just spending most of my career with Coach Bob Stoops. This guy is going to be special. He's a great leader. He's a great motivator. He's very creative. He's so well-rounded as a head football coach. You know, he's extremely, extremely special. So, you know, just blessed to have an opportunity to be around him because he is one of the greatest great young minds that are out there today.
Cal Gundy, man, it's pretty cool, too, to be doing this in the Rose Bowl, isn't it?
It is, you know. I don't know if I told you the other day when I saw you, John, that was my first college football game as a true freshman in 1990 when I played at University of Oklahoma. We played UCLA as a first game, and I can remember we beat them 55-10. We got after them pretty good, but I played the second quarter and I played the fourth quarter. And I can remember running out in that Rose Bowl. I can still remember the feeling that how small I felt running out into the granddaddy of them all, you know. Obviously, this is a Rose Bowl, which is different than playing, but we played in the same stadium. So, you know, it's exciting. You know, we've been to all of them, the Orange Bowls, the Sugar Bowls, the Fiesta Bowls, you know, I mean, you name it, been to the Rose Bowl, haven't been there since 2003, so we're excited to go back.
That is great stuff. Well, man, best of luck. Sorry we missed you this year. Maybe we can hook it up again next year, but you guys did pretty damn well. Nice job getting to the Rose Bowl and getting to the playoff. Great time. Great time to be a Sooner and a Sooner fan. Cale Gundy right here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, thanks for hanging.
Thanks, John. I'll see you probably in January.
Yeah. No, I know we'll see you here. I know.
Okay.
And yeah, you got the Metroplex area. How come I keep seeing you here then?
Yeah, because I want to come down and see you.
I know that the people love it here. And I think there's some talent. I think Oklahoma's gotten some talent out of the Houston area over the years. I'm pretty sure about that.
We do. We've been very fortunate. So
yeah, absolutely. All right, man, we appreciate it. There's Cale Gundy right here on ESPN 97.5. Good stuff.